you see that article about the AI writing a movie, like actually writing the screenplay?
Yeah, I saw that. Crazy, right?
It is. Makes you wonder, what's next? Casting, directing.
Huh. Maybe even doing craft services, right?
That's right. AI catering. Yeah. I mean, who knows though, right? AI is changing so much so fast. Today, we're diving deep into AI agents.
That's right. And we'll see what all the hype is about.
Exactly. Like, are they just a fad? Or are these AI agents going to change things?
Yeah. Are these just a bunch of glorified bots? Or is this the real deal?
And we'll look at how they affect our lives. Like, how they're going to affect the economy. Everything.
Yeah, for sure. Because those basic website chatbots, those are not what we're talking about today.
Right. Yeah, no. We're talking about these complex systems that learn and adapt.
Exactly. Like, way more advanced than just automation.
So much more. It's like, if a regular bot is like, you know, a Roomba just bumping around your house.
Yeah.
An AI agent is like, well, it's like having Jarvis from Iron Man.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that analogy. So you've got Jarvis, but hopefully he's, you know, a little nicer to you.
Right. Exactly. Way less snarky, please. But it does get that point across, I think, about learning and adapting.
It does. Like, remember that article we read about the AI agent that planned a whole vacation?
Oh, yeah. That was so cool. It even found a concert in, like, some tiny village in Italy because they love that band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty wild. Like, how did it even, you know?
Right. And it felt like, I don't know, like a peek into the future or something.
It did. Like, what if we had these AI assistants that could just do everything?
Right. Like, plan my entire life, please.
I know. Sign me up for that.
Exactly. But it's not just, you know, planning trips and stuff.
No, no, not at all. We're talking, like, way beyond that. Like, AI agents that could, I don't know, maybe, like, write emails for you?
Really? Like, draft them based on what, like, how I usually write?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, learning your style. No more writer's block.
Oh, please. That'd be a dream.
Right. And, like, no more of those, you know, I hope this email finds you well. Greetings.
Ugh, I know, right? Like, who even says that?
I know, but it's more than just emails, though. Oh, it's like they can analyze data, you know, all that data that would take us forever to go through and make predictions, like things we wouldn't be able to see.
Okay, now that's pretty powerful stuff.
Right.
Especially that data analysis part, because that's not my strong suit.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. It's not even just about, you know, saving us time.
Okay.
These AI agents, they're really changing how efficient things can be.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know if you saw that PwC report. It said AI could add trillions, like $15.7 trillion to the world economy.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Yeah. $15.7 trillion. That's like, what, enough to buy all the pizza in the world?
Haha. Pretty much. And then you could probably get, like, all the toppings, too.
Okay, now you're speaking my language.
Right. But it's true. Like, that number is just mind-blowing. And a big chunk of that is going to come from AI agents.
Really? Like across different industries?
Oh, yeah. Like think about healthcare or even manufacturing or, you know, entertainment like we were talking about at the beginning.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a lot more than just making sure my pizza has enough pepperoni.
Exactly. But I mean, think about it. Like, every industry uses data, right?
Yeah.
And these AI agents, that's what they're good at. Like crazy good.
So like a superpowered research assistant that never sleeps.
Yeah, pretty much. And no coffee breaks.
Well, that's good because then more work gets done.
Right. And it also frees up, you know, us humans to do more creative stuff.
So you're saying AI agents will make our jobs more fun?
Well, potentially. It's more about, you know, freeing us up from those more tedious tasks.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. So not everyone is happy about AI, though.
Right.
Like some people are worried about their jobs.
Yeah, of course. And that's understandable for sure. But I think it's important to remember, you know, AI is a tool.
Right.
It's up to us to decide how to use it.
Okay, so, like, instead of being scared of the robots, we should try to figure out how to use them to make things better.
Exactly. But that starts with, you know, understanding how they work and what they can actually do.
I like that.
Right.
So, I guess let's start with that. Like, how are AI agents already changing things? You mentioned healthcare earlier.
Yeah, healthcare is a great example. Like, imagine if an AI could help a doctor to make a diagnosis faster and more accurately.
Okay.
Or even like personalized treatment.
Oh, wow. Based on what? Like your genes and stuff.
Exactly. Or even think about like, you know, someone who lives really far from a hospital.
Okay, yeah.
An AI agent could help them like provide care virtually.
Wow. So it would be like having a doctor available 24/7.
Exactly. And it's not just sci-fi. Like this is happening right now.
Really?
Yeah. Some hospitals are already using them to, you know, analyze medical images.
Oh, wow. Like x-rays?
Yeah. So they can pick up on things that maybe a doctor would miss.
That's incredible.
It is. But, you know, it's not about replacing doctors. Mm-hmm. It's more like giving them an extra tool.
Okay. So it's helping them do their jobs better.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the case in other industries, too. It's about giving people the tools to work more efficiently.
Okay. So it's less Terminator and more Star Trek.
Yeah. Like technology working with people. I like that.
Me too.
Yeah.
So it sounds like this is just the beginning, right?
Oh, definitely. This is all still pretty new. Who knows what AI will be able to do in a few years?
That's a good point. But for now, we're going to take a quick break. This deep dive into AI agents is produced by Optimus BI.
That's right. They're a Chicago-based AI company. And we'll be right back after this.
So we're back, talking about AI agents. And before the break, we were talking about how they're changing healthcare.
Yeah, it really makes you think. Of all the possibilities, like what other industries are using AI agents?
I have tons. Finance is a big one.
Really?
Yeah. Like, think about fraud. AI agents are already catching fraudulent transactions way better than we could.
Wow. That's pretty important. What else? Well, like credit risks, for example. AI agents can help figure out, you know, who to give loans to.
Oh, okay. So, like, they're helping banks make decisions.
Exactly. And they can even give, like, personalized financial advice.
So it's like having a financial advisor, but it's an AI.
Yeah, kind of. Like, you know, it can help you figure out a budget.
Oh, that would be nice.
Right. Or like a retirement plan.
Okay. Yeah, I could definitely use that.
Yeah, me too. But it's not just, you know, helping us with our own finances.
Okay. What else?
It can help businesses too. Like, think about supply chains.
Right.
Or marketing. It can even help invent new products.
Invent, like actually come up with new products.
Yeah. Like, let's say you're a fashion designer.
Yep.
AI could analyze all the trends and then design like a whole new clothing line.
Really? Wow. So AI is replacing fashion designers now.
Well, it's not quite that simple. It's more about, you know, working together. The AI can do the analysis and then the designer can, you know, add their own creative touch.
Okay. So it's like a partnership.
Exactly. And the AI can even help with like production, making sure things are made sustainably.
Oh, that's really cool.
Right. Like using less energy, making less waste. It's pretty amazing what AI can do.
It really is.
And like we were saying before, this is still early stuff. Who knows what we'll be able to do with AI in a few years.
Right. It does make you wonder what the future holds.
It does. Like, where does all this lead? Are we heading toward a world where AIs are running everything?
Yeah. Like some people are worried about that, right? That the robots will take over?
Yeah. Some people think that. I think it's important to remember, though, that we're the ones in control. Like, AI is a tool. It's up to us how we use it.
Okay, so you're saying we don't need to worry about a robot apocalypse.
Well, I can't promise that, but I do think that we need to be thoughtful about how we develop AI.
So, like, making sure AI is used ethically.
Exactly, and making sure that it benefits everyone, not just, you know, a select few.
That makes sense.
Right. And it's not just up to, you know, the people who create AI. Like, it's on all of us.
Okay, I see what you mean. We need to be part of the conversation about AI.
Exactly. It's a conversation that affects everyone.
Okay, so let's try to be more optimistic. What are some things that AI could really help with, like in a good way?
Oh, there are so many possibilities, like healthcare, for example.
Okay.
Well, we were talking about AI helping doctors diagnose patients, but imagine AI actually helping to create new drugs and treatments.
Oh, wow. Like cures for diseases.
Exactly. And it could even personalize those treatments.
Okay. Based on like people's genes again.
Yeah. And imagine people who live far away, AI could help them get access to better healthcare.
Right. No matter where they live.
Exactly.
Okay. That'd be huge. What about education? You mentioned that earlier too.
Yeah. Education is another big one. Like imagine every student had a personalized learning plan, like tailored just for them.
Oh, wow. That would be amazing. Like, it would help them learn better.
Yeah, exactly. And it would free up teachers so they could focus on, you know, actually teaching.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Right. And another big one, sustainability.
Oh, yeah. I'm interested to hear
about that. Like, you know, climate change and stuff.
Yeah.
AI could help us manage our resources better and, like, predict problems before they happen.
Wow. So AI could help us save the planet.
Well, it's not that simple, but it could definitely be a big part of the solution.
Okay. That's really cool. It sounds like AI could have a huge impact on, like, everything.
It really could. And like I keep saying, we're just getting started. Who knows what amazing things we'll be able to do with AI in the future? It really could. And like I keep saying, we're just getting started. Who knows what amazing things we'll be able to do with AI in the future?
Yeah. healthcare, education, sustainability, those are all huge.
They are. It's exciting to think about.
It is. So like, what could that actually look like? Like, how would AI agents change those things?
Okay, so healthcare. Imagine AI agents helping to like actually invent new drugs and treatments.
Really?
Yeah. Or like we were talking about before, personalizing medicine, like based on your DNA.
Yeah.
And remember, we were talking about people in remote areas.
Yeah.
AI could really help them get access to healthcare.
So no matter where you live, you could have the best doctors and treatments.
Exactly. And then education AI agents could create like a totally personalized learning plan for every student.
Oh, wow. That would be amazing.
Right. Like tailored to how they learn best.
Yeah.
And it would free up teachers to, you know, actually teach.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. So what about sustainability? What could AI do there?
Well, think about all the data we have about like the environment.
Yeah.
AI could analyze all of it, figure out how to manage our resources better, even predict like environmental problems.
So AI could help us prevent climate change, or at least like deal with it better.
Well, it's not that simple, but AI could definitely be a huge help.
Okay. Yeah, that's really cool. It sounds like AI has the potential to like solve some of our biggest problems.
I think so. But it's not just about solving problems. It's also about, you know, making things better.
Like improving our lives.
Exactly. And who knows what else AI will be able to do? Like, we haven't even scratched the surface.
That's true. AI is changing so fast. It's hard to even keep up.
It is. But I think that's what makes it so exciting, too. There's so much potential.
This has been a great conversation.
It has. It's been really interesting to dive into this.
I think the biggest thing I've learned is that AI agents are more than just, you know, hype.
Yeah, for sure. They're already changing things, and they're going to have a huge impact on our future.
So what's the one thing you hope our listeners take away from this conversation?
That's a good question. I think the most important thing is to, you know, be curious about AI, ask questions, and don't be afraid of it.
I like that. Curiosity over fear.
Exactly. AI is a powerful tool, and it's up to us to make sure it's used for good.
Absolutely. Well said.
Thanks.
So, everyone listening, keep exploring. Keep learning about AI, because the future is coming, whether we're ready for it or not.
That's right, and it's going to be an interesting ride.
That's all for our deep dive into the world of AI agents.